Paul, the Stoke game was just another in what's been a real progression forward, but I wonder how much that sort of widened the group of players who you now, I'm sure you knew you could rely on, but you've now seen the evidence there in public, as it were.
I think anybody can step up in one given game. I think that's one given game you can raise the bar. It's over 46 games. You don't prepare for a season over one game. It's 46 games, and it's the same with cups. You've got so many games to play, and then so one game doesn't make everything great. What we done last week was the lads that played to their full potential showed me that they can do it, and if they hit the consistency level that they've showed on that game, then we've got a really strong squad. We're not just doing it in one game, you've got to do it over a period of games. And the, as I said, the pleasing thing for me is they showed that they can perform. And if they do that, allied with the ones that are left out and the younger ones coming through, as I said before, things are looking really good.
You also had one or two players in that team who haven't had that much first-team football. Yeah. Lee Evans, for example, hasn't played very much to come into a big occasion like that and look fine.
Yeah. No, he did. He's a terrific footballer, Lee Evans. He's same kind of mould as Pricey, I think. Terrific passer of the ball. And as I said, I haven't been lucky enough to get him until last Saturday, where he's been out injured for most of the time I've been here. So him coming back showed me that, again, like another one what I just said there, that showed me what he can do. And if he performs the way he is of that as well, then you've got two really, really good centre midfielders in there.
Saw the youngsters again this week at Swansea. I know they've gone out of their competition now, but again, there was more evidence there of, as you've referred to a couple of times here already, players coming through. Scott Sellers spoke very passionately after that game about not only the value of that competition, but now saying there is a clear pathway through from what we're doing to the first team, and it really is helping.
Well, I think what the competition's done, and as I say, I've not saw Scott's comments or anything, so I think what the competition's done is gave me an opportunity to look at the younger ones against men as such, rather than playing against their own age group, and it's a hard call to kind of make at certain times with that. When you see young kids against grown guys, experienced pros who know the game, that tells you a lot, you know. Plus, you see with your naked eye if they can handle the ball in training, and then you've got the other dimension of can they handle a crowd, which if you look at it, every one of them have come in and played in front of big crowds, let alone their football ability. To play in front of big crowds sometimes is difficult, but they're playing without fear, as young ones do, and the expectation level comes on them if they start to really make a name for themselves, in the higher level they go up, and whatever they do with their own careers, then the test will come.
You've now, of course, got some expectation around some of those youngsters as well, both within themselves, and people are now looking, and so there are people on this week going, oh, what about him? He's the next one. Where's the next one? You've got a list in mind, no doubt.
Well, I find it extraordinary how it's kind of been overlooked, because it took me virtually minutes to see who could do it. Bright, as I said, to be fair, I went down to watch Niall Ennis down at Peterborough when I first came in, and he was in my thought for the Preston game, and then he gets injured during the week, and I saw Bright obviously play, so Niall might have made a mark, and I know Niall done it before at the start of the season against Swansea, and so there's, as I said before, there's a few in there, not just one or two as you see, and what's happening now is because they're coming through and because they can handle it, everybody's probably casting an eye over it, thinking there's real, real potential here. And let them grow, but let them, give them time, let them grow. They'll make mistakes like everybody else, but they've got a big, big chance to make good footballers.
And of course, now you've got so many footballers still, and they're all still here. Have things moved in any regard in any of those ways?
Well, there's one or two. You've still got a few weeks left of January and to go, so whether it goes right to the wire remains to be seen. You've got to wait, and if one or two clubs come in for one or two lads, and I think it's right, and it's fair to the lads as well, that, as I said before, there's too many players here, and that's not changed, Mike, since I've been in.
No, I know.
There's too many players.
Yes, every manager, I think I saw a comment from you saying we'd love to do business early in the January transfer window, but nobody can. Everybody's hanging on. Is that how it's going to be?
that's the way it works. Yeah. You very rarely get one coming in bang right on your first day. Very rarely does that happen. You tend to find it really drags itself out, whether it's lads going out or lads coming in. And it's, as I said before, I'm never a fan of the January transfer window. It's a difficult window.
The current Villa team, they are your opponents this weekend. Mm. Obviously, they're almost entirely different club in terms of personnel since you were there. Clearly, that's the nature of things. What are they doing well?
To be honest, I don't know. I've had two clubs since I left Villa. So.
No, but I mean, sorry, you'll have seen them play in recent games. When you're preparing for this game, what stands out about them at the moment?
I think you're better asking Steve. It's his team.
Fair dues.
Let Steve deal with his team and I'll deal with Wills. I think that's... Wills fans don't want to hear me talk about any other club. And this is my club, so I'm more concerned how we play and what we do. And if we keep playing the way we're playing, then, let's see what happens.
It'll be lively tomorrow, you know that, don't you?
That'll be great. That'll be great.
I know you've played in one or two lively derbies.
Yeah, just one or two. Just one or two. And listen, again, the game's not about me, it's about the lads that take the field and the people that come and watch it. And as I said before, we can handle crowds, no problem. We can handle the atmosphere. It'll be no problem either for us. We've done it before and we'll do it again. But we're playing well. And if we can, as I said, we keep the same attitude and the same commitment, the same energy levels and same concentration. And it'll be, as I said before, it's making it a really good game.
And injuries, any changes?
No, we've came through the last few weeks unscathed. Long-term ones are still long-term, but everybody else seems to be not too bad.